There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I mean, the Celtics went up by 12, and watching that 3-minute stretch in the third quarter, where I want to say it was about 7 consecutive uncontested layups where the Celtics player would just blow by his defender, and the rest of the Lakers just turn around and watch the play happen. And I mean, really, I think I saw 7 in a row, and that gave the Celtics lead, and they never gave it back, and they pushed it out with a little bit of a run here in the third quarter. I mean, this is – look, I get that the Lakers aren't a great defensive team. I understand this. I get it. But, boy, I'll tell you, I really don't understand just how they're this bad and how it's this difficult when still they allegedly have a lot of people who are familiar with each other. LeBron trusts everybody. They all trust each other, and they don't. This is – what a huge step backwards this is for the Lakers.
Well, I mean, you look at the first half that Russell Westbrook had. It was the big talking point in the social media world, and certainly, you know, across Los Angeles, all the pundits were out in full effect. You know, 5 turnovers, you know, and just, you know, you're looking at just a massive failure overall. You know, he's got 2 tonight, but struggled from the floor tonight, conflating games as I go. 5 of 13 from the field, so it's looking a little better. But I mean, after a horrid start, and you're starting to get buried, you're not bouncing back from that, right? I mean, Davis is 12 of 21. You look at LeBron, 10 of 16, giving you 32 minutes right back off the jump. I wouldn't have expected that. Right? We were wondering all week, one, game time decision, but two, what was he going to be? And for the most part, looked in rhythm, but defensively, they're not switching. They're not able to hold up with speed. I'd be curious to get the live look in on the fast break points and that those opportunities, because the Celtics coming into this game 7-8, not exactly lighting it on fire either, right? The only thing that helps them is there are so many other storylines across the NBA, good and bad, right? I mean, good and bad that helped to bury, you know, this squad, you know, with the expectations that you had coming in, you know, with Tatum and that squad overall, you know, the expectation that they were going to be, a top four in the East again and bounce back. And now here we are, 7-8, Lakers 8-8, you know, all the pageantry. Bill Russell's at the game. Magic was tweeting about it, you know, trying to make it feel big by bringing back all the classic clips of those games, but right now just running them out of the gym.
Ooh, man. Now, I'm glad I got you warmed up, Mike Harmon, because I got a hot take for you. I got a piping hot take for
LeBron
you.
LeBron James needs to retire off today.
No, that'd be great. Hey, LeBron, you've had enough. Time to sit down. Okay, great. No. I got a nice piping hot take for you tonight, because the other big story in the NBA now, clearly there is no stopping the Golden State Warriors. They win tonight in Detroit, which, okay, big deal, right?
Hey, no, you said Detroit was going to be good.
I misappropriated first of all, Cade Cunningham was hurt to start the season, so that's about 7 wins in a row they would have had they didn't get.
Oh, okay.
But the Pistons are historically a second half of the year team, so it's okay. It's okay. I said playoffs for the Pistons, and they're 4-11. It's okay. It's in the East. They can still make it. They're 4-11. But they beat the Pistons tonight, which is not a big deal, right? 105-102. Oh, Jason, here's where you're going to say, oh, the Warriors, oh, they struggle with the Pistons. No, they win tonight. Why is tonight such a big deal? And what's my big pipe and hot take? Get ready. It's going to be like a big, nice, hot apple pie, like one of those McDonald's apple pies when you bite into it, and it's so incredibly hot. It's the hottest thing you've ever had in your life. They win tonight despite the fact that they played without Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala, who all sat out tonight with wear and tear, minorly banged up. Steph's hip giving a little bit of issue. They gave him the night off. Remember, the Warriors played last night as well. So the Warriors gave all three of those players tonight off. Steph didn't play. Draymond didn't play. Andre Iguodala didn't play. They got 32 from Poole, 27 from Wiggins, and they still win this game despite the fact they got outscored in the fourth quarter by 13. And now they win to go to 14-2. All right, now this is a big win to win a game like this when you're resting three of your most important players. All right, now look, obviously AI is not the AI he was 5 or 6 years ago, but still, he's an important player coming off the bench, and he gets the system, and that's what they've done so far is to bring players in who get the system. So you ready for my pipe and hot take? You ready for this? Now I realize it's a hot take. It's hot. Get ready for it. You start to simmer. The boil, it's simmering right here.
I can feel it. I can hear the sizzle. Let's go.
Like sizzling. It's like move over, bacon. There's something meatier. It's time for a sizzling.
That's just wrong.
So Steph Curry, you didn't like sizzling? You like sizzling when they had it?
Can't. I'm going to be really honest with you.
Was a bacon alternative.
I would be absolutely shocked if I actually ever consumed sizzling.
You sure you didn't have your mom might not snuck some sizzling into your bacon and eggs when you were a kid? You sure you
didn't? I'm going to go out on a limb and say my dad would have vetoed the for the real stuff.
I think everybody's tried sizzling at some point, whether you know or not.
Well, right. I mean, look, maybe they passed some fake stuff. I mean, a tie shirt, I know when he says, hey, I brought you dinner, I know there's no meat in there.
Okay. Well, that's true. There's no meat in it.
But you know what? You suspend your disbelief, just like when you go into any Marvel movie,
right.
Star Wars. You know, pick it.
All right, so here it is. So Steph Curry has been really good this year, right? He's been fantastic.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
And already here is the Steph should be the MVP run by people. All right, I get that. But there was a big push for Steph Curry to be the MVP last year, too. Right? So hang on one second. Last year, and Steph is not any different than he has been, right? He's taking a few more threes. That's kind of what he's doing. But he's always taken a lot of threes. Steph Curry is not reinventing the wheel. He didn't have that James Harden segue in his career going, boy, I can be more than just a scorer. I can dish. I can really improve my game and be a legend. He's the same player he was last year. So if he was so great last year and was the MVP in a lot of people's eyes, when the Warriors couldn't make the playoffs, how is he the MVP now when they're 14-2 at the top of the Western Conference? How could he be the MVP then when they couldn't get even into the dance? And yet he's the MVP now. Because what you're seeing is guys like Jordan Poole take that big jump, right? Draymond Green, when he was playing, now he's rededicated. And the bench and the support players they signed all get the system. And they're all playing. And this was the most important thing the Warriors did, was let's bring in the guys that we know can fit in our system and play well, instead of square peg round holing it like they did the last couple of years once their really good bench disappeared after their first couple of title runs. So how is Steph Curry the MVP then? I ask you that, Mike Harmon. If he's the same guy and they couldn't make the playoffs last year and he's the same guy this year, how is he the MVP?
Well, I mean, you gave this hot take, started to allude to it yesterday. So you'd already put it out in the universe. And then he sits down, and then we have the normal belly aching about guys sitting down, healthy or not, in season. So that happens. Kind of like Matt Nagy. Think of the children. But with Steph Curry, with all leagues, it's the, all right, what's a good story? And everybody likes Steph. And now that Steph's on top again, I mean, look what happened, the overreaction to everybody that had decided that Bill Belichick became a terrible coach last year because Tom Brady was gone and they went 7-9, right? 20 years of the excellence of execution and that dog-eared rule book and finding every wrinkle of what could be within the letter of the law, right? Bending it as far as you could to try to make things work. All of a sudden, he couldn't coach. Yet after they beat up on a crap-ass Atlanta team on Monday Night Football, suddenly, oh, look at that. He responded to all the Tom Brady won the divorce. Tom Brady. No, look, Bill Belichick still. Look what he's doing with this squad. Like, okay. You, it's hot take theater for the sake of hot take theater, just like Steph couldn't play. So the narrative again becomes, well, Steph Curry, and let's push it as much as we can, right? So you're seeing it, if you're reading any post-game reports, if you heard the Steve Kerr comments the other day, right? Searching for words, a guy who's never grasped for a word in his life is suddenly, I just don't know what to say about Steph anymore. I just don't know. And everybody writing their change the game and where's he rank and all that. So, you know, the narrative was there. They were waiting for it. As we talked about, you know, with last night's game, Mac Jones and where he is versus, you know, reality, but perception and wanting to go and do the comparisons because they're easy to the time in New England with Tom Brady. And most of them, I think, are apt, quite frankly. But, you know, you start comparing guys to Brady, folks get nervous and want to back it off. It's like, it's not a one-to-one comparison. It's just saying it's set up for him to go and have success. Not seven Super Bowls, but to have success. With Steph Curry, it's the, all right, now we get to start pushing again. Because LeBron's legacy is cemented, right? Mm. I mean, unless he wins a bunch of titles, you know, we're going to have the Jordan versus LeBron, and we're just going to be able to say, all right, what year were you born? Okay, you're over there in terms of the argument, right? That's the way that's going to work. And with Steph Curry, well, now it's the fun part of changing the game, showing how, you know, youth leagues are organized and how people play and whatever else. So there's a great narrative that flows out of it. Giannis got his run. He did, but now it's back to Steph Curry time. So, yeah, the MVP talk here on November 19th. Man, it's just beginning. You got six more months of this.
Oh, and here's the thing is that, and just real quick on it, is that every time the guy scores 35, it's, oh my God, what a great player he is. When LeBron scores 35, does anybody say that? Oh, LeBron had 35.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, what? Look at this. Steph had 40. Oh, this, he's the greatest player. Steph is a great player. But every time the guy scores 35, it's not, oh my God, what can you say about the guy? It's not like he's scoring 60 a game. It's, I'm run out of things to say. Anybody else scores 35 or 40, no one says, oh, wow. What a great, oh my God. But when Steph does it, it's, oh, he enjoys such a great reputation, man. I think every player in the NBA wishes they had Steph Curry's reputation. They, oh, no, no, I don't want LeBron. I don't want to be anybody else. I don't want to be KD. I don't want, no, 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 I definitely don't want to be Steph. I want to be Steph. I want to enjoy Steph Curry's reputation. They all want that, man.
Who doesn't? And you get your own mini golf show.
No, that is true. I do love mini golf. I do like mini golf. That is fun. The windmill, especially when you can go, the ball can go up the ramp, come back.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, this is a big weekend in college football. We are going to start to see some separation, especially in the Big Ten. And speaking of the Big Ten, the perfect guest to join us. Well, listen, he's the perfect guest to join us every week to talk college football. He is the owner, proprietor, and grand poobah of collegefootballnews.com. Every game, every preview, all the analysis you need is Pete Futak, who has what is easily my tweet of the week in sports. You ready for this, Mike Harmon?
Hit me.
Pete Futak has my tweet of the week. Little did I know when Mel Tucker and I were sitting together in classes at Wisconsin that the two of us combined would be worth $95.1 million over the next 10 years. Classmate Pete Futak of Mel Tucker joining us now on the hotline. What's happening, Pete?
What's going on? Yeah, it's like the line about like the DiMaggio brothers are tied for like the best, like if tied for like 538 home runs or something like that, or the Gretzky brothers are tied for, you know, 900. So like, there's always that weird fun set. That's me and Mel Tucker from the time that I spent sitting next to him in various communication arts classes and figuring out fantasy football stats and stuff. Yeah.
What was he like in school? Was he like, hey, listen, this is how we're going to coach?
Or anything. Yeah, he's cool. He's just a football player, a good guy. Not like we were like hanging out together and stuff, but like, you know how, you know, classes are. And just, yeah, he took the same classes, I was in, and yeah, he's a good dude.
Oh, wait, translation. Pete Futak did Mel Tucker's homework for 4 years.
No. Let's stop that one. And I've got the transcript actually in my closet here that can absolutely prove that if I was doing Mel Tucker's homework, he's not smart enough to get the $95 million at that point, because I definitely did not have the grades to be helping anybody do their homework.
Jeez, who's doing this work? Pete Futak? I expect that from him.
No, not you. Very, very, very much the other way around on that one.
All right. So does your former classmate get the big win tomorrow? He's a huge underdog against Ohio State.
I don't think so, but I do think that they make this a fight. I kind of see a little bit of the same problem that they had with Michigan, only more so, where, you know, they could hang around this game. It might be where all of a sudden, you know, you see Ohio State way ahead of them in the yardage battle, but it's still close. What we haven't seen for a long while is if this Ohio State defense can stop anybody, especially stop anybody who can run. Because while they've been great and the defensive stats have been better, they have not faced a decent rushing attack since Oregon. And before that, they got run over by Minnesota. So this is the first time that they're going to see a team that's going to come in and pound away. Now, the problem is Michigan State's defense can't stop anybody. So I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think it's going to be close, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 C.J. Stroud's going to find his NFL receivers and open it up just a little bit.
Pete, is this the week that we finally get to take Cincinnati out of the equation with SMU?
It's the America's secretly ready for just this to be over, but I don't think it's this week. I don't believe in SMU. I just don't think they're that good. Look, you know, no one dogged the Cincinnati schedule or their performances against this, you know, bag of meh more than I have, but they are pretty good. You know, they are winning some of these games by big points. So outside of the Tulsa game here, who Tulsa's actually played teams tough, and you know, Navy is a curveball team, as bad as it is. So I'll give them a little bit of a break. I do think next week at East Carolina is a dangerous game, and I definitely think that the American Athletic Conference Championship, which will almost surely be against Houston, that's a problem, because that's the team that has the defense and the ability to and the talent to sit there and hang around with Cincinnati. I don't think SMU is going to be it this week.
Pete, do you really see a lot of movement in the last few weeks with the rankings? Or right now, it's Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Cincinnati on the outside looking in?
Yeah, no, I mean, not a lot. Not unless Oklahoma starts winning again. I mean, again, I keep telling you guys every week, don't get in a twist over the rankings, because it's all about did you win your Power 5 conference championship and did you do it with one loss or fewer. So I don't think Wake Forest wins both at Clemson and at Boston College. I don't think they're going to be a part of this thing. But the team I keep thinking is going to make a move, is, and everyone's going to have to kind of wake up to, is Oklahoma State. They're a real deal team. I mean, Mike Gundy, for all his Mike Gundy-ness, he's good at this. I mean, he's been there for forever. He knows how, every once in every few years, he's got a team that just sort of is really good. But this time, the defense is really good on defense. Now the offense is starting to perk up a little bit. And now they're there. They have their one loss as an acceptable road loss and a close game to Iowa State. That's fine. The committee's not going to get into a twist over that. But if they win this week, and then they get rid of Oklahoma next week, and then it's either Oklahoma or Baylor in the Big 12 championship, I kind of think they are going to be more in this than we think. Now, the big question is going to be, does Oregon fit my narrative and lose that November game that they lose every year at Utah? That, I think, happens.
Pete Futek with us, collegefootballnews.com, where you find him, at Pete Futek, also on Twitter. All the updates, all of the reviews and prognostication. He sees it in a night vision, staring at the moon, and then writes it down for you on the website. Joins us each and
peyote.
Every week.
Lots
here.
Of peyote, and then I just, you know, get into it like a really kind of hot yoga mode, and you get a fever dream, and all of a sudden picks just start flowing from there.
Yeah, it just spills out from there. Joins us every week, exactly. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. You know, we've got the quasi bye week for a bunch of SEC teams, so that's always fun at this point in the year, Pete. You know, the just get right, get healthy, get another W, and move on. But is there any team, as we're looking a little deeper in those mid teens, you know, like team Wisconsin or Iowa are two that come to mind, because, well, I mean, it's Big Ten fun and excitement, that could be ripe for, you know, an upset here to really then shake out the back end of bowl season, whatever that means anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, a couple things. I've always given the SEC teams a free pass because basically they're playing, you know, their easy games now instead of week one. So if you're playing, you know, whatever, you know, Central State, you know, from the FCS world, you know, in week one, no one says boo about it. And plus, almost all these SEC schools have a pretty big ACC game coming up, and they've already played a pretty good non-conference game. So I cut them some slack at this time of year, especially, like, for example, like a Mississippi State, you know, which the Mississippi State and Ole Miss play 5 days from now. So the last thing you want to do is, you know, go out there and, you know, beat your head against the wall against an LSU or something like this when you got to get back out there in a couple of days. So that, yes, but to your question, I think the interesting part, you know, like when they're in the NCAA tournament this year, when it's like, oh my God, you know, there's all these stats. Like, when was the last time Duke and Kentucky weren't in the, and there's some other team too that has not been right in an NCAA tournament, like if somebody. Well, this year we're really close. We're probably not going to have USC in a bowl game. We might not have Texas in a bowl game. We might not have Florida in a bowl game. So Texas going to West Virginia, you know, Texas is dead team walking. West Virginia is, you know, shooting for a bowl too. You know, they're both are 4-6, but 4-6 is different for both teams right now. One's trending okay, one's trending dead down, and Florida going to Missouri, where Missouri's one of those teams that this year does what it normally does. It loses to the good teams, it beats the bad teams, and now it's got a 50-50 game, and they are a big underdog at home. It depends on a little bit of health issues, but let's see what Florida can bring after really being bad over the last few weeks. And then, of course, USC-UCLA, where USC is just, they're trying, but they're just suffered so many gut punches this year. And for UCLA and Chip Kelly, if you're not going to beat them now, when are you going to beat them? So kind of a big game for three big blue blood programs out there.
So, Pete, I'm a little surprised here on a Friday night. You didn't go with Lane Kiffin to go watch Arch Manning play tonight. Now, you know, everybody can go do this because of the new rules.
Oh, because they weren't doing it before? Yeah. Well, the thing is, the problem with Lane Kiffin doing this is he's going to recruit Arch Manning. Arch Manning's going to sign on the dotted line for Ole Miss, and then Lane Kiffin's going to go off and be the LSU head coach or somewhere else, like 10 minutes later. So it depends on where he's recruiting Arch Manning to go. that's still going to be a little bit of a question mark here.
Every time you look at the sidelines, Lane Kiffin's wearing a different hat. He had a Miami hat on a few minutes. He's got an LSU hat. Wow. All right, I guess it's Lane Kiffin does. That's how he does it.
I am a Lane Kiffin apologist. He wins. I know he's all Lane Kiffin and everything, but if USC could kind of, you know, figure this one out, he's the exact right fit and coach for them for right now.
Yeah, I mean, the man can coach. Just bounce place to place. Let me circle back to the Big Ten for my own selfish needs because I think the answer is going to be no. But can a home team actually win at Wrigley Field this year? Because the Cubs sure as hell did.
Nice.
And now you have Northwestern hosting Purdue.
It drives me nuts. I mean, there's a perfectly nice stadium right up there in Evanston. Northwestern, you know, goes on a staycation to go down to Wrigley Field, where the field doesn't even fit. You can't fit a proper
running into
regular
the walls.
Exactly. They're going to kill each other on this, and like just because they're playing in a weird stadium, it seems strange. But okay, it's quirky. I think Purdue wins this because Northwestern's bad at college football. But, you know, the Big Ten, let's see how this shakes out because, yeah, like you said, Wisconsin, to go back to your other question also, Wisconsin-Nebraska is kind of going to be an interesting game because when it comes to the Big Ten championship, whoever comes out of that East, it's probably going to be Ohio State, obviously. The one thing you don't want to deal with is this Wisconsin defense because it is playing – at a historic level. If you go back over the BCS and college football playoff era, there's only one team, 2011 Alabama, that finished a season allowing fewer than 250 yards per game. That team was just twisted. They gave up like 190 yards per game and like nothing rushing. It was just the most amazing defense ever. This Wisconsin team's only giving up 215 yards a game and no one's able to run on it. So I'd be really curious what a team like Nebraska with all the pressure off, it just comes in and see what it can do with 2 weeks off to prepare for this. And if you're in the East, you want to see Wisconsin out of this mix. You'd much rather have Minnesota or Iowa in the Big Ten championship.
He's on Twitter, @PeteFutak. That is @PeteFutak, his burner account, Mel Tucker's best friend. So look for it there as well.
Oh, I wish, man. I, 95 million, I wish. I wish I was. I knew him even better than I did.
CollegeFootballNews.com is your one-stop shopping for everything you need college football. All the previews, maybe a little peyote, but mostly it's about previews and analysis, everything you need for this big weekend ahead. Pete, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
See you, Pete.
There goes Pete Futek.
That's awesome.
Me and Mel Tucker combined to be worth $95 million the next 10 years.
How great would it be if he went back and was able to find it? And they took this photo. We had to do a presentation. There's Mel in the corner.
Yeah,
I told you. We were close.
Hey,
as
Mel,
in physical distance between us.
Remember Pete Futek? Futek. Oh, yeah. He was a guy that kept picking Michigan to beat us on the internet the last couple of years.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean Protein Powder, backed by real science to help you lose weight. Science, yo! Go to MDriveForMen.com. That's MDriveForMen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveForMen.com. Thanks to Pete Futak for stopping by with us a few minutes ago, giving us the big rundown of the games this weekend. We'll get into our upset specials in both college football and the NFL coming up next hour on the show. But the big transaction news today, but the big announcement is that Cam Newton is going to start for the Panthers on Sunday against Washington. The Cam Newton era number two is going to continue, except now he will play the entirety of the game, whereas he came in relief last week and looked well and sparked the Panthers, and here it is back home against Washington. This is what I mean, Mike, when I say sometimes just changing the energy is worth its own weight, right? Because it's, oh, we make the change worth it, is there, and you hem and you haw about things, about, well, what's this going to do to, sometimes you just have to make a change because you're just, you know, you're grinding your gears, and that's what the Panthers were doing with Sam Darnold. It wasn't getting any better, and he was throwing interceptions, and he's showing you, oh, this is why the Jets turned the page on him. And the move to Cam Newton was something that just immediately change the energy, right? It's exciting that he's back for the fans. They're going through the roof that he's back for the team. They're excited. Hey, Cam is back. They remember when Cam was really good, right? For the buzz around the team, for the fact that it's just not Sam Darnold anymore, where you got to go into the game going, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to put my hand up and be open, and he's not even going to see me. So I don't know what we're doing. They're going to be back at home now for his re-debut. It's going to be insane. Desperation works in a great way sometimes, and this is what Cam Newton's going to bring. He's not going to be great. All right, look, he'll be a version of what he was last year for the New England Patriots, but you know what? But that's okay, because if he can run the football okay and just barely throw the ball enough and not turn the football over. That's all the Panthers want out of him. They don't want the old days where, hey, Cam's going to throw for 275 and run for 80 and two touchdowns throwing and two on the ground, and boy, the Panthers win 38-17. That's not the Cam Newton they're going to get. But they don't need that Cam Newton because they have a great defensive line. Their defense is really good overall. They have terrific weapons. Christian McCaffrey looks great. They have guys out on the outside you can take advantage of. Just don't throw three picks in a game and you should be fine, because we will ride the defense. We will ride our playmakers. You just have to throw the football 8 yards and we'll worry about Yak. Just make sure to get the ball to Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield and get it to him in a right spot where he can turn a little swing pass into a 17-yard gain. That's all Cam Newton has to do, because this team is really talented everywhere. This is why we said Sam Darnold was a great landing spot for anybody, because this team was ready to rock, and Sam Darnold stunk. Cam Newton's not going to be great, but in the season where, hey, we're in the thick of the playoff chase because everybody is in it, this can work. That's all Cam Newton's got to do. Run it well. Don't throw three picks in a game. Let your playmakers do it, and the Panthers can have a really fun rest of the season.
Well, when we jump off, the jumping off point is McCaffrey playing? Yes or no? Right, it's the website. Did the Jets lose today? Yes or no? Let's check it out. Is McCaffrey playing? And then we start getting into our decision tree of how we look at the rest of the game. In this particular instance, you're looking at a Washington team that played a Super Bowl last week. Right, that was it. That was their biggest, best shot going after Tampa. And what did that get them? Chase Young's gone for the year. Okay, you got your win, but now you lose a guy who, well, was supposed to be a leader of a defense that ended up being, well, a toothless defense. Montez Sweat, he's got a broken jaw. He's out a month. So there's two guys on your defensive line. Ergo, if I'm Matt Rhule, I'm going, let's see, how many times you guys want to run the ball tomorrow? Or Sunday, I should say, at this point. It's still just Friday. The idea of McCaffrey, Chuba Hubbard, and then Cam calling his own number maybe 5 to 7 times, add an end around or two. There's a lot of potential for a blowout scenario here as Ron Rivera returns to Carolina. He'll get some waves, right? A lot of cheers. He's beloved there. But if you're Cam Newton, isn't something in your mind as good as your relationship might have been at spots? You had a lot of opportunity to pick me up, and you didn't. You decided to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Taylor Heineke, right? No, I mean, look, let's just call what it is. He was out there multiple times.
But realize this. Hey, wait. Now, a week before this, and it could have been the Jets, all right? So understand. Hey, I could have been here, but it could have been the Jets picking me up, so I kind of dodged a bullet there.
But just the point being that, you know, there's something for Cam with this game as well when it comes to Rivera and the evaluation process. Carolina's a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 43. That would be a great candidate for I'll double the points here in week 11.
Look at you there. You know, I love the Panthers this week. And look, even if Cam has weeks where, hey, boy, look how great he is. Boy, it's the same stat line as Mac Jones. Okay, we say Mac Jones is great, so Cam Newton's going to be great. If he throws for close to 200, he runs for 50 yards.
And they win.
Touchdown, he throws for a touchdown. If he runs and throws for a touchdown and doesn't turn the ball over, they'll win because their defense
is good. That's the point, though. At this point, his stats are irrelevant. Cam needs to win games.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Speaking about winning games, we'll preview and pick the two biggest games of the weekend in football coming up next right here. Jason and Mike on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.